Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'm leaving you, baby. Lord, I'm going back home today.
Welcome back to 7 to the Hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Catherine Computer. Selfbrand.com is her website. Women Who Brand is one book. You Are a Brand is another book. Breakthrough Branding is another. And also Graduate to a Great Career. That's your brand. That's your book for millennials, right? The young kids, and as they start their career. Catherine, thanks again for being here. You know, we're talking, folks, about the brand, applying the brand concept to the candidates, the presidential candidates. I wrote a piece last week in response to a poll we took, and I basically said that for the first time in our career, in my life, we were having a hard time getting to the issues in our evaluation because we couldn't get over the character of the candidates.
Right, right.
The character was getting in the way of in other words, we had two concerns, right? You know,
right.
If I like his politics, can I stand his character? If I like her character, can I stand her politics? You know,
I've
never seen anything like that before.
Well, I think it's the triumph of soft power over hard power. So hard power is the hard, tangible things that, where they stand on the issues, their background.
Right.
But soft power is branding power. And I think that's what we're seeing, you know, this whole thing of, you know, both of them are using verbal identity, slogans, you know, Make America Great Again. Her
right.
slogan is Stronger Together. Visual identity, you
which
know,
seems
got
to
the
fit,
hair.
Which seems to fit Sound Bite America, doesn't it?
Exactly. No,
Twitter,
exactly.
Twitter America.
Twitter America.
Reality TV America is what I call it.
Right, and it's very powerful, all of those messaging and branding devices. And frankly, in the last debate, there was hardly any discussion of issues, you know, so.
Right.
And I think we're headed in that direction tonight, so, you know, but it's kind of
so,
scary, but it's
so funny. We're going to go into the polls.
Right.
And hold our nose.
Right.
And vote, and the one that doesn't stink, we're going to vote for the one that doesn't stink as bad as the other one?
I think so. And, you know, one of the important things in branding is this whole concept of likability. You know, they measure products and celebrities with a Q score, which really measures
right.
how likable a brand is. A key reason people buy something is not just because it's well-known, but because they like it emotionally. So I think the one that's more likable or less dislikable is going to, you know, win in this whole thing.
So here's a thought. When I was a kid, if you didn't like the options, you had maybe two options to buy something in town.
Right.
You didn't like one, you didn't like both of them. You held your nose and you chose the one you liked the most. And
right.
And even though it stunk too, well, in today's world, we don't have to do that, right? We have lots of options. We can find exactly what we want. We can leave those stinky brands. I
right.
think that we're heading into a period where the Republican and the Democrat Party are going to be challenged by at least one, if not two, other parties. And I mean a serious challenge.
Well, we had this in our background, you know, in the, you know, early days of the Republic. You know, there were four parties, and some of them, you know, the new Know Nothing Party, the Whips,
yep.
you know, they're gone. You know, so yeah, you can see that. You can see that happening.
Well,
and you know, they can have a big effect in terms of the election, but. You know, the way things are going, you know, I think people are going to really call into question, you know, because who's really representing the people?
Well, we have two alternatives out there now, Stein
right.
and Johnson. Johnson, by the
right.
way, has been on my show many times over the years, years ago,
right.
when he was governor of New Mexico. But still, I think as we get closer to the election, I think their brands will diminish. Don't you?
Yeah.
I think they're polling
think, you know,
strong, but I don't think they'll be as strong in the final analysis.
Yeah, he hurt himself not knowing what Aleppo was and things
right.
like that, you know. So that really brings into question, you know, whether he's got, you know, the experience, you know, to do the job too. So, but Yeah, you know, I think with this whole age of social media, you know, we're all got our own media channels. You know, we can all
everybody's
do
a
things,
reporter
say
and
things
a publisher.
On our Twitter feed and write and post things. So it's a very different environment than in the past. So and then you see with these emails the close relationship, at least on the Democratic side, with the media and the candidate.
That's scary.
You know,
that's frightening to me.
Yeah. But who knows what's happening on the Republican side, too.
That's
you know,
exactly right, yeah.
Right.
Well I think we can assume the Republicans aren't influencing the media.
Well, there's only a few that are now positive.
Hey, Catherine, thanks for being here.
Great.
Say it again, your website again, please.
My website again is selfbrand.com, selfbrand.com.
Thank you, Catherine. See you next time.
Okay, thanks, Jim. Thanks.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.